Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, October 14th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Three of Swords, and this beautiful Three of Swords comes to us from the traditional Korean tarot by Bana. Forgive me, I do not know what I want to say first here. It's like too many things trying to come out of my mouth at once. First up, New Moon Blessings. Today is the New Moon at 21 degrees Libra. But it's not just any old new moon. It is also an annular solar eclipse, which is known as a ring of fire. And you can listen to my tarot guidance for this new moon on my website, on my YouTube, and on my Patreon. Now, one of the other things that comes to mind here is the last time we saw this card, right? And it's one of those cards that's so feared. Do you know when it came up? April the 9th, 3 days after the full moon in Libra. Oh my goodness. So it's hanging out in this territory for a reason. Whether we can determine what it is or not, personally, each of us, remains to be seen. But I'll be honest with you. This is one of those cards, like I said, everybody fears it, everybody hates it, but I don't think there could be a card more appropriate for today. You know, eclipses eclipse things, right? They remove them, they separate them from us. And this is a card of separation, right? But it's also separating us from things which tend to cause us pain. So I view this as a really good thing. Like, whatever is being eclipsed is something which really doesn't need to be a part of your life anymore. And it has undoubtedly caused you some form of, you know, angst in your life. Even, you know, to the point where, but like, this is always known as a card of betrayal, where you feel betrayed. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a relationship with people. You know, it can be situations which have been detrimental to, you know, your health, your life, whatever. It's just, and that April time frame feels very key. So I think we should all go back and see what was going on at that time. Because in these past 6 months, between the Libra full moon and the Libra new moon, most of you, I'm pretty sure, have had a rough go of it with something. And to have this opportunity to, you know, have those storm clouds part in your life and start to let beautiful things in again, a little bit at a time, right? I think it is a wonderful thing. Removing that which has hurt you and separating yourself from it. Think of it that way. Separating yourself from the betrayal. And there is just so much more that is meant to be. It's going to take a little bit of time, but there's a lot to embrace here, I would say. And, you know, you can also go and listen to my October Love and Finance, which is available everywhere for free this month. And that will give you some insight into where things are going. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.